Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Fulfill God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Your mind is like a set of binoculars. Whatever you focus your attention on, it starts growing. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more you think on it, the bigger it gets. Some of you have had some things happen that relatively are insignificant. At least compared to eternity, they're insignificant. There are some of you fighting things right now that a million years from now, it's not going to make any difference. Somebody says a million years from now, we'll all be dead and gone. Yeah, and in eternity, you know, you'll look back and think, what was I so worried about? It's no big deal. There's some of you that the devil puts a little toothpick in your path and you get to magnifying it and focused on it and thinking about it, and pretty soon in your mind it's this huge 2x4 and the devil's just beating your brains out with a toothpick. I've had people come up to me before and they told me what their problem was and they're just crying, and I have literally bit my lip to keep from laughing. Like, this is it? This is what you got upset over? I have worse things than this happen before I get out of bed. And yet it's just big because they've magnified it. You can do you can reverse that. And you can magnify God. You can get to where you focus on God. You've touched my life. You know, going back to my own personal testimony, there was about 8 or 9 people in this prayer meeting the night that my life got changed. Every one of us got impacted by God. We all knew that God had been in that room. We were overwhelmed. And my best friend was there, and the next morning we talked about it. We said, we'll never be the same. You know what? There was 8 or 9 people in there. Today, there's not a one of those people who believe anything significant happened. They are all talked out of it. I'm the only one. Matter of fact, my best friend who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues renounces it today and doesn't even believe it was of God, has backed off of it. None of those people believe in that, and yet we all experience the presence of God. And you know, one of my good friends that I have reestablished relationship with, we've talked about this, and he went through some terrible times and got out of the ministry, actually wound up having a sexual affair, and his life has crashed, and he had some bad things, and he's recovered, and God's blessing him, and we're good friends. But we talked about it, and I was saying, do you remember this? Do you remember that? Do you remember when God spoke to us? Do you remember that night? This man was caught up into heaven and saw things. I've never had that happen to me. He was describing to me, he says, I saw these beasts. One of them had a face like an eagle. Another one looked like a cow. He had never read the Bible. He didn't know that that was in the book of Revelations. I turned over there and I said, look at this. He says, that's what I saw right there. He had never read it. He saw things in heaven. He had awesome things happen. And I was recounting and saying, do you remember this? And he finally just stopped me. He says, stop it. I said, what's the matter? And he says, I don't remember any of this stuff. I don't remember things that you remember. You know why he didn't remember it? Because people came out against him and criticized him, and he was very sensitive to people's opinion, and because of it, he valued their opinion, and what God had done in his life became so low that over 42 years period of time, he doesn't even remember things that to me are as fresh as if they happened yesterday. Because I have kept that. There hasn't been a day go by that I don't thank God. Thank you, Father, for touching my life. Thank you for revealing yourself to me. I have glorified God and I've thanked him. And I've gotten a lot of criticism. I've got hundreds of blogs against me. I've read some that say I'm the most dangerous man in America. People say that I'm of the devil. I've got people that have said terrible things about me. I could glorify that and go over there and suck my thumb and get to thinking about God, look what this person has said about me. But you know, the way I respond is, Father, I don't know what the deal is, but I know that you love me. Thank you that you touched my life. Thank you for touching me. And I can tell you, brothers and sisters, that because I have glorified God and put worth and value on it, what God did in my life, March the 23rd, 1968, is just as real, just as powerful. It's more powerful in my life tonight than it was 42 years ago. I've never lost my joy of it. I've never had to go back and say, oh, God, touch me again. I found out that, man, God's not the one that cuts off the spigot. And there's times that I begin to start losing sight of it. There's times that something will happen and I'll begin to start thinking, oh, God, is it worth it? But I've learned what to do. I go back and start glorifying God and thinking about it. And when I do, it just, when I glorify God, everything else falls in relative relationship. And here's another lesson to learn from this. If you recognize that you have let somebody else's opinion, or maybe your business failed, and because of that, you put so much worth on it. Oh, God, I'm not sure. You elevated that, and the moment you did, here comes what God has done in your life. Or if somebody dies, or if you fail financially, or if something else happens, just life happens to you, all of these things. If you begin to start magnifying and thinking on those things, they raise in value, and your opinion of God decreases. If you recognize that that has happened to you and that's the reason that you have lost your first love and the reason that you aren't excited about the Lord and the reason that you've lost your momentum, if you recognize that that's the situation, I've also given you the answer. All you got to do is go back and say, Father, forgive me. You have saved me. And at one time, man, I was headed to hell and my life was so messed up, and I'll never forget the joy and the peace that I experienced when you first saved me. And you go back and just start glorifying God and say, Father, thank you for filling me with the Holy Spirit. Thank you that I encountered the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I've got the same power that raised Christ from the dead. Thank you, Father, for touching my life and healing my body and healing my marriage. And you go back and start glorifying the Lord. And as you glorify God and put value on what He's done, all of these other things that have robbed you will start diminishing. And you can go back and refresh yourself anytime you want to be refreshed. You don't have to go to God and say, God, I'm powerless. God, I can do nothing. Would you touch me again? I don't know how many of you listen to Christian music, quote unquote Christian music, but most of it is ungodly to the max. And it's talking about, it's basically Christian country and Western. Just whining about losing this, and oh God, I've lost your presence, and God, where did you go? And oh God, touch me again, and I'm desperate for you. God, please touch me. And you're whining and griping and complaining. That's all that most Christian music is. That's the reason I love Charlie and Jill's music. I don't know if you noticed, but Charlie and Jill talk about my favorite thing to do is to spend my time with you. And man, I can hear the sound of revival. It's coming. And they glorify God and talk about the good instead of whining about what's going on. All whining does is verify and establish and cement you into the problem you're in. But they talk about all of this stuff and they embrace it like this is the normal Christian life. And everybody goes through these mountaintops and valleys. Well, I will admit that most people go through it, but it's not because God ordained it. It's not the way that God wants it. You can keep yourself as happy as you want to be. If you aren't happy, if you aren't just thrilled with God, it's not God's fault. God isn't the one that's failed. God is awesome. It's because you quit glorifying God and you've started glorifying your problems and talking about all of these things. And every time somebody says, how are you? You tell them what the doctor says instead of what God says. You tell them about all of your hurts and pains. You rehearse it. You go over and over what a person says about you and you mull it over and over and over until it becomes this huge tube before and he's just beating your brains out with nothing. I know some people don't like the way I'm preaching because... You're saying, well, you're saying it's my fault. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And some people get upset with that and say, well, I feel condemned. You shouldn't feel condemned. You ought to feel enlightened, like, oh, thank you, Father, that it's not you. Because if God's your fault, if God's the one that ordained you to go through mountaintops and valleys and be like a yo-yo and you can only enjoy His presence for an hour or two and then it wears off. It doesn't have any staying power. It evaporates after a certain period of time. If that's the way that God is, well, then there's no way you can change God. You are destined to a life of up and down and in and out. But to find out that I'm the problem, thank you, Jesus, that I found out I'm the problem, because I can fix me. I can change the way I think. I can do something about what I'm doing. And this is awesome. If what I say rubs you the wrong way, it's like when you pet a cat. And if you pet against the hair, against the grain, and if all of their hair stands up, you know how you solve that problem? You just turn the cat around and keep petting, amen. And it'll lay down. If what I said rubbed you the wrong way, you know how you fix it? Repent. Turn around. Change your mind, and this will go to feeling good. It'll go to feeling like, praise God, I've got a handle on it. It's not God that's my problem. I quit glorifying God. I quit being thankful. And so you go back and start glorifying God and just rehearsing your victories and talk about how good God is. And as you magnify God, you are exalting Him and everything else. Your sickness, your disease, your worry, your hurt, your grief, your pain will begin to diminish as you just think about how good God is. And you know what this will do? It'll keep you from getting off track, getting discouraged, quitting, giving up. It'll keep you on track. I can tell you that for 42 years now, I've been seeking God with my whole heart. And this principle I'm talking about tonight is one of the most important things, that I have never gotten over what God did in my life. I'm never going to get over it. I don't go a single day without thanking God for touching my life, thanking God for the privilege of calling me into the ministry. If I was God, I wouldn't have chosen me. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I'd have picked somebody more talented. I'd have picked somebody better looking, somebody could talk better. I'd have done something different. I just am so thankful that God chose me. Man, I appreciate it. I thank Him every day of my life for what God has done in my life. I've never gotten over it. I'm never going to get over it. And because of it, I'm as happy and as excited about God as I was 42 years ago. Plus, I got a lot more wisdom and experience now, and everything's better. I wouldn't go back. I'm more excited now and more blessed now than I was 42 years ago.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Fulfill God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1068C for CD or R3212D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU19 titled, What About Your Values? When you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.